Rave Radio. It's Thursday, December 11th, and this is Gary K, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. You know Ingram Micro, that giant distributor that distributes everything AV. Check them out at ingrammicro.com. Hey, today I want to talk to you about the 98-inchers. Yes, 98-inch displays are hitting the market. Right now they're trickling in, but they're about to flood in. In fact, today we have a story on our website about a 98-inch monitor from Planar. But here's the deal. These are not your average 98-inch 1080p monitors. These are 4K. The 4K revolution of production, both on the consumer side of displays and professional side, has hit mainstream. And now we're going to have a host of 98-inch 4K displays. As I said, Planar. Next comes LG early next week. Then you'll see Samsung. Then you'll see Sharp. They're all going to have 98-inch displays by the middle of February. That's going to present a very interesting conundrum for people who are speccing small conference room, boardrooms, and meeting rooms where you would normally put in a projector. Yes, putting in a projector and a screen is still less expensive than putting in a flat screen display right now, but 4K resolution, not so much. In the case of 4K, it's cheaper to put in a 4K flat screen than a 100-inch diagonal screen and a projector that's 4K. So this represents a transition from what was once projection to flat panel display technology. And I think we'll see it happen very quickly. I think you'll see most conference rooms, most boardrooms, and most huddle rooms switch to flat screen displays. And I think you'll see the demise of the small projector fixed install happen pretty rapidly. That doesn't mean that there won't be fixed install projectors or projectors installed in small boardrooms, meeting rooms, conference rooms. They still will be, because you'll need different throw ratios, you'll need these sizes larger than 100 inches, and you'll also need different shapes, for example. However, for flat screen displays and rooms that can use 100 inches and smaller, it's going to be a very interesting uphill battle for projectors to displace that. So the trickle-down effect to that is not just with projector manufacturers, but also, and most of those projector manufacturers, keep in mind, are insulated by it because they also have flat screens, but screen manufacturers are going to suffer. Right now would not be the best time to be working for companies like Daylight and Screen Innovations and Elite and companies like that. They're going to have to differentiate themselves in a different way. This is Gary K. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves.